On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some adventurously mild from Temperance. We talk about the City Water Run the Jewels collaboration again because we're very excited about it, and I found cans before they should be released. We talk about Sox Park, The Perch, and a whole bunch more. Let's get into it. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
We are drinking very old men beers this time. We joked about it last time, but
the dad beer podcast march is on, man.
You don't get more old man than an English dark mild ale. It's just new Greg Hall here, right?
That's a goddamn British dark session beer from they even got the British flag on the back.
Yeah, from Temperance.
Adventurous Mild from Temperance.
4%.
Man.
You're not getting drunk off this.
No. We're cruising today, but, you know, but if you've already been rolling, this is a good, you know, kind of slow things down.
Right, yeah.
Without turning them off. It's good for that.
And the mild ales, they're really filling, and they go well with food, but then maybe that's because they're both filling food, and this kind of style of beer just feels like you get full. It's not a like Miller Lite, you're going to crush a 30-pack.
That's very true. We talked about Guinness a couple episodes ago and how that's very filling. And, yeah, 4% is usually associated with light flavor and just kind of thin in general, thin experience all around. And this is not that, even though it's still a small beer. Small beer, bigger, flavor's bigger than a typical beer this ABV. Flavor's bigger.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
I originally had this when I went up there for my second tailgate thing, and they had this one out there. So I was like, "Oh, this is a perfect beer." Just to like knowing I have to leave at some point here, so I'll be in my car. So I'll have this.
It works, you know. And as much that I learned that was rule number one, not rule lesson number one in the pandemic was like, I can't drink like I am. Like I drink outside. I drink an 8% beer at 4 o'clock, and I'm indoors. And I got stuff to do. The fatigue started to weigh heavier because I wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, this is cool. And, you know, it's funny. I was drinking earlier. I was drinking a brown ale from Midwest Coast.
Oh, okay.
It had very similar color scheme, very similar flavor profile.
Here we are drinking wheat beers, dark milds, brown ales.
It's some funny shit, man.
What are we missing? The ESB.
Yeah, right? So, this is cool, man. It's like this toasty, you know, a little bit of toffee, little chocolate. There's a nice little fruity hop in there.
Yeah,
it's cool all around. It's a pretty neat beer.
Yeah, I kind of dig it. It's good. It's, I don't know, hanging out beer. And it's nice as we transit. It feels like fall though. It feels like the English Mild feels like a fall beer to me.
As opposed to like.
I want like those Freedom. We're drinking out of the Freedom of Session Sours.
I dig how this is like the official, unofficial glass.
I don't know. I kind
of
been liking them, so
yeah,
it's good size. But I feel like springtime, I want those like these session sours now. But
you don't see too many Maibock, right? Because I thought Maibock was like a traditional kind of spring thing
for Mayfest, right?
Yeah,
Mayfest is coming up, right?
So hopefully we see some, you know, see the Maibock. I do like them. The stop.
Yeah, we got some wooden mugs. We need some Maibocks and Mayfest it up.
Part of me wants to know what kind of things Brad gets into when he's not recording, because he's got a very weird range on his props. But I'm not gonna ask. I don't really want to know.
All right, we're gonna keep sipping on these, and nice to be diving into some more Temperance lately. So it's fun. And then last week we got after some beer and cereal, so that was pretty fun.
If
anyone was watching our TikTok style reels.
Yeah, we had adulting breakfast style was the reel that week. A little, I was in the reel and I thought it was a little strange, but I think that's when you know you got one. When you look, when you see the playback and you're like, what in the fuck is wrong with them?
Exactly. So no cereal this week. But on the table, we'll get into this Run the Jewels collaboration if you're watching the video. And yeah, but we missed a spot the other week, right?
Yeah, man.
You hit up Finch's Perch.
Finally, Chicago Beer Pass has made it to the Perch.
All right.
This is Wicker Park. So this is what? Division. Like Division near Damon.
Yeah, this was the boundary.
That's what it was, yeah. I'm like, this, I don't think this was Jerry Sandwich's, mm-hmm. but the boundary. This is a gorgeous space. Let's start there.
Okay.
The trellis, the upside down wooden boat, bows on the
Bow truss.
It's really cool looking joint. What else? Oh, I went in there looking for the Taco Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of session sours,
right?
Or if that's a kettle sour.
Kettle sour.
Same thing, right?
Yeah.
Same, sort of. I guess it's the same, right?
The kettle sour was the precursor to the session sour.
Yeah.
But no Taco Cat to be found, man.
Oh.
But they did have two variations on Taco Cat.
Okay.
One was like a caliente, like a lime and pepper one. I'm like, well, give me that one. They're like, yeah, we don't really have that one either. It was like, so they have the lime Taco Cat.
This feels like classic Finch. A mess.
So like, fine. Give me the lime Taco Cat, you know.
Okay.
So there was that. They have their flagship beer's got a bird name on it, and it's like a pills. Fuck, I should have wrote it down.
Okay.
But it was good. I'm here to report.
Nice, okay.
That was fun. I'm like, give me the pills. Now,
did they have a patio, or are you hanging out inside? What's their situation over there right now?
Look up the name of the Finch Pills, too, while we're talking. What caught my attention was this killer back patio space where there's a bunch of, like, ivy on the walls and a bunch of statues. And, you know, it's like a...
Like statue, like Greeks?
Exactly.
Statues? Like,
you know, like mannequins with no arms, you know, shit like that.
Okay.
You know, and I'm like, oh, bring it on, you know, because they got a gigantic outdoor seating. Right, like it's not just like a couple tables. You know, you can fit like 40, 50 fuckers on their outdoor seating.
Is this like in the back of the place or on the side?
Correct. It's around. It's behind. It's on the side.
Oh, okay.
It's not directly in the back. It's it's on the side.
And was it? It was all open, or was it like an enclosed?
Yeah, on the pictures it looked open, but it was enclosed.
Oh, okay. So it's like a Four Seasons room kind of thing.
Right. It was like an indoor sunroom.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, you know, I wanted to be outside, but. It was still cool.
But you felt like you were outside, right?
Yeah.
Even technically you weren't, but you felt like it. So that's kind of.
And then also, it was, it was kid friendly and dog friendly.
Okay. So not feeling that.
It was all the kids and all the dogs. I like dogs.
Yeah.
You know, I actually have daughters. I mean, I like kids.
Kids too.
I don't like kids at breweries, though.
I like kids and dogs. Separate there. Fine.
You know, you want to have some kids, and then there's some dogs at a different time, or vice versa, you know. Kids and dogs is too much.
All right. So, but it was busy because Wicker Park, basically Wrigleyville 2.0 at this point.
Yeah. So it was on a cracking, man. And why the fuck can't I find the name of this beer? I'm going to keep on looking while we're talking.
Okay. And the Perch opened, I want to say about 6 months ago now.
Exactly. It was like deep into the pandemic.
Right. And
we kind of looked at each other like, man, is that... That's the move. That's
what they're
going
That's with? Finch's move to open up a new spot restaurant. I do go by there quite a bit because I'm right over there. So
yeah.
I want to check it out. It's kind of like on the short list of places to like, let's just go take a long lunch and go hit this up.
I tell you, man, the food was really good. I will say that about the Perch. And then also, you know, like proper cheese curds and, you know, like some really fun kind of modern American cuisine.
Okay.
You know.
Besides the Taco Cats being missing,
Songbird German style pilsner.
Songbird,
yeah.
Isn't Temperance is called like Bird Song? Is there
I think
like
you're right.
Is there saison? Yeah.
Yeah, so the one I really wanted was there's Taco Cat and then there's Taco Gato.
Okay.
Taco Gato is the one I got. The Revenge of Taco Gato, which is the barrel aged version.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What's their other like lineup? Is it pretty deep, or is it?
The only one I noticed was Skullhammer Imperial IPA. I feel like that's been in cans.
Okay.
Everything else I never heard of. You know, the Sloth Overlords and Oatmeal Stout. There's an Irish Red, a Citra IPA, a hazy, a couple hazy IPAs, a pale, and then a blue kettle sour.
Okay.
A Kool-Aid kettle sour.
A Kool-Aid kettle
sour. Blue Magoo.
Interesting.
That sounds like some bullshit.
I'm down to try that. Because I don't even remember the Finch's flagship beers anymore.
I thought the first, this is act three, basically, of Finch.
Yeah.
Right?
We don't need to go down our Finch story.
You know, we went on our Finch rant already. I think act one was Secret Stash Stout. Was a popular beer from them.
Right.
They had a red ale, and then damn.
Yeah, that's why them having red ale now makes sense. But
red ale escapes me. Fuck. What was it called? I think it has something to do with pigs. Fuck.
Oh, Fascist Pig.
Fascist Pig. Thank you.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So it was Secret Stout and Fascist Pig. Those are the ones that I thought they made well.
Okay.
And they had some other shit
they
too.
They had another one with a yellow bird on it, red bird on it.
They were
They put a bird on it.
They came out the gate with beers that kind of looked like the original Half Acre lineup a little bit.
Yeah.
Like a hoppy pale.
Okay.
And
so, I don't know. It's cool to see them trying some other stuff, especially at the restaurant, and getting people who maybe don't know the story and don't know anything about them and be like, here's our beer.
Yeah.
But you can't find this in the stores here because no one has our beer.
I'm telling you, man. And, you know, before, because, you know, they're across the street from Goose Fulton, like we talked about. That's where the production brewery is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only spot over in the brewing district that's not open to the public.
Right.
Right? Like, you can't just walk in and have a pint. So, and then for them to have that space that just makes packaged beer, like, where the hell is it if you wanted it? I don't think I've ever seen Taco Cat in stores.
Yeah, some of, like, I believe Miska's might have it because they have everything.
Yeah.
But another, like, smaller corner store kind of thing, they're not going to have it because they just haven't sold. So they're going to get stuff that they know sells.
I will say this about Finch, and we've said this before. You know, they were in places like Atlanta and places like, Tennessee, you know, months before Goose made it out there.
Okay.
Because Finch saw, you know, the way the local climate was changing. So they made the pivot. Instead of closing their doors for good, they entered these other markets as a beer from Chicago.
Totally, yeah.
To kind of save their company. And I was pretty smart, you know. So, but yeah, I would, you know, outside of the Perch, right, they definitely get lost in the shuffle. Because this is a crazy beer town, obviously. We talk about different shit every week.
Right.
So.
That's cool. I want to check it out. I want to see, firsthand. But
yeah, I thought the space was great, man. Space was great. Beers were good, you know. I think next time I'm going to sit on the sidewalk seating patio.
Okay.
But see, there were a ton of people out there. Like, I didn't feel like I was getting my 6 feet.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, nah, fuck that sidewalk shit. I want to sit in the back. It's probably less people. And there were less adult people. than. But, you know.
All those dog people.
It was all these. It was a bunch of dogs and kids, man. So okay. it was cool, though. Space looks good.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. I don't know, I might hit it up this coming week. The weather's was a little colder this past week, so it's like, I don't know if I want to sit kind of outside or with windows open in 50-degree weather for lunches. Yeah, so,
kind of a buzzkill.
Yeah, yeah. In that mid-60s, I'm down, but...
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. This past week, I didn't make it to anywhere. The rain and the weather sort of just, like, kept me inside.
Yeah.
This moment. Did you hit up anything else?
Cheers to Dovetail. Stopped there just for a pint.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think I got the Dunkelweiss in the cool little glass stein.
Oh, cool, nice.
Their patio game is nice. You know, it's just on the side of the building. Every other seat.
Okay.
Super comfortable. Yeah. So cheers to them. I went to Sox Park, man.
Oh, I thought you were going to not go until the playoffs. I thought that was the game plan.
That's what I thought, too. Went to see my beloved Chicago White Sox.
Nice.
You know, the Sox won, so that was fun.
Oh, cool.
But, you know, this was, you know, this was ground zero for a cool beer experience, you know, for the whole summer. The Rev Social Tap is there. You know, Goose Island has a huge presence with like that little river, that little river, and then the gigantic goose.
Yeah, they said it's an island now.
They made it an island. Sorry, the island. My bad. And the craft cave below the outfield wall. Uh-huh. There's like 80 beers in cans. So this is where you go.
Yeah.
They even got vegan hot dogs. They got hot dogs. You can dress it up like a real hot dog and everything. This place is great. You know.
I don't know if that's not selling me, but okay.
Oh, but you know, they voted the best food at a baseball stadium in baseball.
Really?
By the fans. Yeah. So this is a, you know, this is Sox Park. This is a fun place to be. So I go. I'm excited. The spot is kind of designed for you to. Two rules there. If you're on a 300 level, you cannot come down to the 100 level.
Oh. Right. Is that pre-COVID also?
No, period. Yeah, even before, okay. Pre-COVID.
Okay.
If you were upstairs, you couldn't roam the concourse. But if you had a ticket on the 100 level, you could walk around the whole concourse. And they wanted you to because there was different food and different beer in every section.
Okay.
And there's a big concourse.
Is that 100 concourse more expensive?
Yeah.
So it's to keep out the riffraff.
Keep the riffraff out, you know. So I'm at Sox Park, but the COVID rules are ruining everything. So now I can't walk the whole 100 level ball.
Okay.
I have to stay in this section that where my seat is, which is something you would never do.
So it's like a UK, EU kind of football thing. So there's nothing, like you're not allowed. You don't go out because there's really nothing at these stadiums.
So I'm like, well, dude, I mean, I understand you want to be safe and all that shit, but the only beer in my section is fucking Modelo and the Goose stuff.
Oh, how do you get the, you can't get those?
You
stuff?
Know what I'm saying?
I'm like, you're not even allowed?
I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm pleading my case. I'm like, listen, man, I know you got, because they got gatekeepers blocking each section, and each section is color coded. And, you know, you can't go to the purple section, you got an orange ticket kind of thing. And I'm like, man, this shit sucks. So, you know, I had to like slip the guy a five. I'm like, listen, man, we're just going to get some fucking beer, you know? And
yeah.
So we walk around, get more beer, you know?
Oh.
But each section, I had to like, not, I didn't, wasn't paying everyone off, but I had to have a conversation. Like, listen, you guys need to fix this because I have to go get Alpha King or on a can, and it's over there.
Yeah.
So you got to let me through, and then I'll come back. You know what I'm saying? That right. The whole time. So that kind of sucked. And then also the craft cave where the 80 beers were, there are no 80 beers. There's no cooler with all the cool beers in it. You got two choices. You got Goose, Lemon Shandy, and you got Antihero. Oof. Oh, and you got the Sox beer.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't want any of this.
Not so much of a craft cave no more, huh?
I mean, this is the craft cave now?
Yeah. This is full of pandemic. Has.
So, and you start to see a theme throughout the joint. Like, instead of having this really wide range of beers, it was mostly a couple goose taps and a couple Rev taps or cans at every stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, with some exceptions here and there. But, so like Floyd's was there and like, Great Lakes.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you if there were any other smaller breweries there.
I feel like when we were, might have been like McCormick Place, but there it was similar to Sox Park kind of thing where these places are buying all these beers, but they're buying it from the distributor, and if they don't sell, they can return them, right, to the distributor and get like money back or whatever. So maybe breweries aren't being like, well, if I'm going to get hit if this doesn't sell, why are people going to go to the park? I don't know how to make any money. I want my beer there to be seen, but if there's only 25% people there, it's not worth it for me to like put my beer there. I'm just trying to like get the beer out the door right now.
Especially if there's a penalty and you got to like take it back for whatever reason. That's very true.
Yeah.
It makes sense. What was I going to say? Just a little back story on how this place got to have all this cool beer. Like the Rev Social Tap is where you go to every game. If you win something, if you win a gift or something when you check in, you go to the Rev Social Tap to redeem your gift. So, and you go there, and it's not just Rev beers. Rev had a bunch of guests. You can get 18th Street and Pipeworks and all kind of shit up there. Oh, so anyway, the reason Rev got that space is because Miller Lite pulled out. That was the Miller Lite Social Tap when they built that place.
Oh, okay.
And then Miller Lite, they said they didn't want to be the premier sponsor. So then Modelo said, well, we don't want to be the premier sponsor either. We'll be like a partial premier sponsor. So then Rev said, we'll take the other slot. And then Goose said, oh, I think there's room here for us. So then we'll, so now we'll take a premier spot.
Yeah.
So instead of having like two big ones, now they have these three.
That's fun.
That's cool. Yeah. But that's how that started.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been to the park ever. So I don't.
Like never ever?
Never ever.
Yeah.
I've been to the old park. That was it.
I'll tell you on a side note, man, they zip tie all the seats. So if me and you got two seats and there's supposed to be six seats open, those seats are zip tied.
Your seats are available.
Exactly. None of this congregating.
So no being like, let's just move down a couple rows.
Yeah. So that
part. I don't know. I think the Chicago Dogs, they're going to start playing here soon.
Yeah.
And I feel like they don't got a lot of rules.
You know, you're making me want to go out there. What is it, Schaumburg or something?
Yeah, because then you got a Short Fuse right down there.
Short Fuse out there. I need me a Chicago Dogs t-shirt.
Yeah, I have a hat.
I need a little more. I need that feeling that Sox Park used to give me.
We're going to go soon.
I need that feeling.
It's happening. They're playing. I feel like there's a lot of kids, though. No dogs.
No dogs?
So
we're cruising. As long as we can cruise the park. That was the part that pissed me off. I can't cruise the lower level. I couldn't cruise it at all. And I'm like, well, fuck. This joint holds 40,000, and it's only 8,000 here. So what the fuck?
There's not much to cruise at this park.
Oh, man.
Because also, their best beer might be Lagunitas IPA. That's why we're drinking the Claw. Because that's what you got. And you can cruise from, right or left field to right field. There's no, going around. There's no...
So it's a little different.
There's nothing there. But.
Yeah, no laws, bruh.
Yeah.
You around there smashing claws, though. We didn't have claws.
Yeah.
I didn't have claws at the party.
You probably bring your own beer in. They're like, you really should buy our stuff, but tickets are $5. So come on in. Welcome back.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Just to see. I wonder what's going on at Wrigley as far as, just the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was a weird experience.
So you're not itching to go back now that you did it? Or do you, would you go back?
I tell you, man. I mean, when it's nice, I'm definitely go back on a Sunday, right?
Okay.
Just hang out in the sun. Just hang out in the bleachers and fucking chill.
Were people tailgating?
That's a good question. I didn't. So I didn't see. I didn't see the parking sitch. I didn't see that.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a rough first game. Yeah. They need to fix that shit. If no one's there, you gotta let us cruise the whole park. The park was built to cruise it and try different all the stuff.
Right.
That's how they laid it out.
Because even you walking around probably didn't go by anyone. There's not enough people there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it seemed like a bit much.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you guys have a daily stand up all week, you need to bring this up in your daily stand-up. Because this ain't gonna work.
All right. Any other spots you hit up or check out?
Beer Temple's back, man. Shout out to Beer Temple.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've heard good things.
They saved me a 43-mile trip to Phase 3 because they were pouring Curvature 8 and Nectar, one of their fruited sours.
Nice. So. And we just had... Two, three, or four?
We've been going at it with the Phase 3 shit.
So, check out the YouTube channel for that. But I feel like it was like four.
If I'm a Bird, then we had a Curvature.
Yeah.
And then, we definitely had those.
Okay. So how was this one?
Oh, man, it was coconut, vanilla, and coffee.
Mm.
So, I don't know how much different this is from like one of their pressed. Pressed is their Imperial Porter coffee series.
Right.
So... If you got a, how is this different from pressed with coconut?
Okay.
Probably, it might be the same beer.
Same. Same, but different.
Yeah, same, but different. It's good, though.
Okay.
It was good. It was nice to be at the Beer Temple.
All right.
That place is nice and spread.
Did you need to wear your mask when you're in there?
Unless you're drinking.
You have to put it back up to talk?
You got to put it back up. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Beer Temple on the 11 a.m. side of things. Very much has like a coffee house kind of vibe, even the playlist, even the people there. Like, we probably wouldn't be as loud as this. Like, we'd be, a little
whisper.
It's kind of different, because somebody will come in and start talking loud, but just everyone's there.
Everyone's
drinking.
Like, what?
Like, let's just drink this 14% beer and listen to this easy listening jazz.
Okay.
At the Beer Temple. I was kind of into it. I have a little laptop and shit.
Request your girl on for your Dolly Parton.
Oh, Linda Ronstadt?
Yeah.
Oh, man. if they let me get a hold of that that Bluetooth, I'm about to get some Linda Ron set up in this joint, man.
Nice. So now you
Blue Bayou.
You wouldn't get a bottle then. You've had it. You're good.
Yeah, because their bottles are for sale up there.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's 45 miles away.
Yeah, okay.
It's 110 miles from the house, Brad. It's too far.
Back and forth.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
It's too far.
All right.
Fair enough. So I'm glad the option is here. Cool. Village Tap had them on draft, too.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And I underestimated how cool Village Tap is. Because they're like, yeah, we're one of the few places in town that actually got this keg. They had if I'm a bird, you're a bird.
Right, you were drinking that. We talked about that last week. Yeah, Village Tap is a kind of an underrated spot. It's sort of like, it sucks and it's awesome at the same time. Like, I don't know.
Because I never sit in the bar area. I always go to the back.
Yeah, like the beer selection is amazing, but if you're there at the previously, if you're there at the wrong time, it's super bro-y and downtown-y loop, and you're just like, like super sports bar kind of.
Not very big joint.
Yeah, but the beer selection is awesome.
They got a nice selection.
So it's like,
I hadn't been in a while. I think in 2012, this really is the old man beer podcast. Back in 2012, though, they had an event called the Local Tap Takeover. Mm. It was really the only event like that up to that point that I had experienced.
Okay.
So, you know, like David Finch is in one corner. You know, Greg Hall's there. I'm like, what are you drinking, Greg? He's like, Zombie Dust. You know, Argus is there. And Wild Onion is there. Wild Onion put it together. 26 taps, all Chicago stuff, which is now, that's not a noteworthy now.
But then it was like, oh, my God, we could get 26 Chicago breweries.
Chicago only. And people were so excited that either reps or brewers from all these spots came out.
Mm.
And that's when I really started to see, like, man, this is a cool scene. Chicago's a cool beer scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that happened for me at Village Tap.
So. Oh, wow. Nice. Cool. Some good spots hit up. I got to get somewhere this coming weekend, so I have some things to report back. So I'll make sure I make that happen. Maybe the Perch, too. Maybe somewhere else.
See if they got a Taco Cat, man.
Yeah, I've been not...
I was going to leave with a 4-pack of Taco Cat.
I go running and I go past Great Central and right over there by Entour. I'm like, I kind of feeling like an Entour beer. Entour calls to me for some reason. It does. but then coming up, we got 420 happening. We're recording this, I don't know, what's the 7th? Is it the 15th right now? So
yeah.
5 days. So this episode's going to come out after this. But I was at the store. And the Ooh La La was already on or for sale, which I don't think should have happened.
man, you know, total left field surprise. You know, City Water with the Salamo spinoff.
Yeah.
And RTJ got together for really like one of the only collabs of this. There's only three collabs.
Uh-huh.
One of them. Yeah.
And this is the first City Water I've seen in 16-ounce cans.
Okay.
They're usually in 12-ounce cans.
Yeah.
And so it's a pink lemonade hard seltzer coming in at, I want to say like 6%. I thought it was pretty big, right?
Yeah, that's what I remember seeing too.
It does not. I'm not seeing it quickly enough.
It's cruelty-free, animal-free. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their thing is like they give 1% to all these different places. It's kind of part of their like gimmick, or I don't know what they wanted to do with it. Like give back with it. Like we're not just gonna capitalize on the hard seltzer trend.
Yeah, I love those collabs, man. What is it? Black Like a Panther. What was the first one? The very first one with Pipeworks.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was just called Stay Gold.
Yeah.
And now this one, you know.
And Nick's got his Mother Jewel shirt on. So,
you know,
he's feeling it.
RTJ, man.
So we're going to, if you're watching this later, but we do a live stream on Instagram. So I think we're going to drink this on Instagram and check that out. Hype it up. for Salmos and City Water.
Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, shout out to Revolution, man. We got a cuvée. I always thought it was cuvée de grâce, because when you the Wikipedia snippet is that's how it's pronounced.
Right, that's how you say. So I always thought.
That's what I thought. But
wasn't Drake on Degrassi?
He's on Degrassi. but apparently it's cuvée de gras.
Oh, gras.
Like just gras. Cuvée de gras.
Gras.
But it's spelled cuvée de grace, but it's cuvée de gras.
Gras.
So totally different fucking beer from last year.
Really? What's the difference?
Last year I thought it was great. Like, it had a ton of Gravedigger Billy in it. You know, it's a blend of maybe five or six beers, just like last year.
Yeah.
But the blend is all different. I don't think there's any repeats, right? I think the only repeat is Thundertaker, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because last year was Jay Monella and Gravedigger Billy. Gravedigger Billy is their scotch, yeah. Yeah. Mm. And there's a, straight jacket, but last year was a dry straight jacket. This year was a sweet straight jacket.
Okay.
So you know how it is with their whole program. Their whole program style is, we got these barrels, let's take and we'll split them into sweet versions and dry versions. So, sweet version of Death Star. And this one isn't as sweet, so this is going over in the dry section, after they blend them out. So
have you tried it yet?
Did I try this? Yeah.
Okay. Initial thoughts?
It made me want last year's.
Ooh, interesting.
Because I thought that pop of, I don't know if it was the Jam Vanilla, I think it was the Gravedigger Billy.
Okay.
That kind of, it was like a smoky, leathery. I hate the word leathery, but, it was like a smoky kind of burnt sugar thing going that attracted me to it. All their beers are good.
Yeah.
But this one, that one made clear that it was a different flavor.
Well, maybe we got to open it up on a video. Maybe we do a comparison.
I mean,
see which one.
We got the other one?
We should, right? We have a lot. I don't know what we have anymore. It starts to get a little overwhelming sometimes. Maybe we compare it for our, review.
I'm curious. But yeah, it is good. I enjoy the taste.
Cool. So, yeah, look for that on YouTube because we're always putting up a bunch of beer review videos there. I forget what we drank
last time.
We had the Half Acre collaboration because that still has to go up. So, with Vale.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, man, that was good. It was weird. It's kept changing. I felt like it kept changing every time we drank it.
I couldn't figure it out. So, I think we left it at that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I don't know. I'm excited for this Ooh La La Pink Lemonade. We're going to dive into that. Yeah, I think that's going to do it for this episode then, right?
I feel good about it.
Yeah. All right. Events, they're starting to come back. Summer's in full swing. I think this 420 event is probably, maybe the first event of the season.
I think you're right. I hope they do merch for this.
Oh, yeah.
Because, it's kind of a play on the album cover. And, also, it's like, shit, I'd love to have a stemless wine glass and maybe a t-shirt for this shit.
I know. We might have to go out there. Maybe we'll hit
up. That's where the merch is.
Maybe we'll hit up our boy Hobbs. See what's up with this.
I'm going where the RTJ merch is, man. That's where I'll
be. All right. Cool. So, Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass. Twitter, Instagram for the lives, for the reels, for photos basically daily.
Yeah,
crushing it. Take care.
Cheers.